This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on predatory home buying through contract for deeds is increasing. Every report indicates that predatory practices are spreading when lower-income families are trying to acquire homes in the current real estate market, where banks have cut back on small loans and the subprime lending market has virtually disappeared, and vulture investors are trying to exploit the situation. The terrible result has been an increase in contract for deed purchases, if you call them that, of houses throughout the country. RealtyTrack estimates that since 2009, there are at least 2,000 homes being purchased annually through contract for deed understandings, and the number is rising. The National Consumer Law Center, in a report published in July of this year called Toxic Transactions, estimates the number of contract for deed purchases at 3.5 million homes currently, but carefully argued that the number was likely much higher. Other experts have placed the figure higher than 4.1 million. This level of exploitation is a national crisis. Several reports in the New York Times and the Washington Post have documented the increase of these kinds of transactions, particularly noting the fact that several hedge funds have swooped in to make bulk purchases of thousands of foreclosed homes in order to flip them into contract for deed arrangements to drastically increase their return. Harbor Portfolio Advisors from Dallas was most notorious for purchasing 6,700 homes from Fannie Mae in this way, for an average of less than $10,000 per property, and working with its servicer, National Asset Advisors of Columbia, South Carolina, in the process of flipping them. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau has reportedly stepped up its investigation of complaints on these home contracts, and not surprisingly, both Harbor and National Asset have thus far refused to comply by providing documents. The NCLC report argues heavily for action by the CFPB to rein in the abuses common in contract purchases. Contract for deed purchases have a sorry history that dates back to the racist government-approved redlining of minority and low-income neighborhoods before the passage of the Community Reinvestment Act in 1978. Little has changed, though, since many of these land installment purchases are opaque and outside of the reach of most federal protections currently, and often totally unregulated in states as well. The NCLC report is clear about why the odds are against the lower-income buyer in every situation. These land contracts are built to fail, as sellers make more money by finding a way to cancel the contract so as to churn many successive would-be homeowners through the property. Since sellers have an incentive to churn the properties, their interests are exactly opposite to those of the buyers. This is a significant difference from the mainstream home purchase market, where generally the buyer and the seller both have the incentive to see the transaction succeed. I can remember meeting African-American families on the doors with Acorn in the early 70s in Little Rock who'd been paying on contract for deeds, even starting over in some cases, and losing homes they tried to buy that way. We keep thinking that we've cut the head off these snakes, but somehow they reappear and victimize yet more millions. Real estate, hedge funds, Wall Street, a property mogul president, racial and income discrimination across the country in the wake of the real estate crisis, to me, all adds up to a campaign dying for action and something we could absolutely win if we acted together and did so now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.